So last week we talked about building a marketing framework and we talked about some specific marketing framework instructions. It was actually step four. And this week we're going to talk about step five, which is creating a content factory. And what do we mean by that, or what we're going to emphasize? We're going to talk about creating unique information products. How do you create unique information products that people can only come to you in order to buy? How do we do that? And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. You and I have to start by solving unique problems. And sometimes this does not come at the very beginning. Sometimes you're not solving unique problems. You're just trying to figure out and diagnose what the problems are. But you have to get to the point in your brand. If you're going to stand out, if you're going to be somebody that people have to go to instead of everybody else, then you've got to solve unique problems. Creating problems that the market has proven they want. That's a good way to create sales. And that's the traditional way of figuring out what you're going to sell. You go to find out what the market wants. What are people complaining about? And then you create something around those problems. And it always works particularly well in the make money online or the business opportunity space. You can literally go to any Facebook group. You can literally go to any forum or any Skype group, and you see the stuff people complain about. If you will create something around that issue, you'll typically be able to get sales. I can't guarantee you'll get sales, but typically, if you see a lot of people complaining about it, they don't know what to do, and you can figure out what to do, you can explain it to them, you can create something to sell to them. Now, this works because it's what the market has proven, and it says that it wants. So you don't have to guess at what the market wants. Here's the thing about that. There are always going to be some problems that the market does not know it has. That's where your area of expertise is. That's where you become this person that, because you are in this area where you are in there every day and you understand what people are going through, and they may not know they have a problem, but you know and understand it. Sometimes you have to take the stance, or you've got to go into the market and you've got to define what the problem is that people, again, don't know they have, to then give them what it is that they'll need in order to solve that problem. That means that there's solutions available that the market doesn't know that they have, right? They don't know those solutions are even going to be available. These kinds of things are only going to be found by the individuals that take the time and experiment to find the solutions. Those are going to be the solutions that only the people who will define them and who will take the time to experiment and create products around those things. If you seek to build an audience, one way is to solve a specific problem and to document it. So in other words, if you have not built an audience yet, you can pick one problem that people have, and you can just start solving it on a regular basis and doing it live. It's a really easy way to build an audience in the information marketing space. You will start by doing, again, a YouTube Live or a Facebook Live, and you will start with a problem, and you will either walk yourself through the solution or you will walk that other person through the solutions, and you will do it over the course of many videos. You may do it over the course of weeks. You may do it over the course of days. Some people put it in the form of a challenge. This is a way for you to build an audience. So if you don't have people that are listening to you right now, you can build an audience to solve a specific problem and then document how you're solving it and do it in real time live. Now, that takes a certain amount of moxie. So if you don't feel comfortable that, hey, I don't really like the way I sound live and I don't really like doing webinars and I don't like doing those kinds of things, this may not be your thing. But you can start this tomorrow. You can do this on a Facebook timeline. You can do this by pretty much putting something on YouTube and defining it according to the keywords. And even if you don't have anyone who knows you, people will find it because of the content. And you can start to develop an audience just by doing this one thing. You can do this publicly or privately. So if you already have an audience, you already have a list, you already have a Facebook page, you already have some kind of membership, you can document it publicly or privately. Again, we're talking about solving unique problems so that we can create unique products. The most important aspect is that it has to be a real issue. So it can't be a fake issue. It has to be something that people are really dealing with, because you're using your expertise to solve it in real time. You are talking someone through. And I've seen people do this where they'll just do a call-in show, and they'll have someone call in live, and they will listen to the problem, and they will, and again, it's a really great way to prove your expertise, because if you can take a live call and you can work with that call and you can work with an individual and you can map it out while they're on the call, you don't have to even say that you're an expert. You'll be proving it in and of itself. Right, and that makes an outstanding product if you choose not to make it and keep it public. Now, typically when you do this kind of thing, it's not revenue generating. So unless you decide to make it public and you decide to charge people to be part of it, this is not going to bring you money all the time. What it's going to do is going to position you in your market so that you can produce something that people are going to have to buy from you. You're going to have typically some kind of group interaction. I'm not a big fan of Facebook groups, but you can do a Facebook group. If you can get some kind of private area, or you can do something in an area where people are not going to be distracted, this can be a good way for you to be able to design those kinds of experiences. And they are the benchmark, or they are the basis for good products. Now, there's another thing that you want to consider, and it's what I call document the journey design products. Document the journey products. What do I mean by that? These are very popular right now. When I say document the journey, what you're doing is you're chronicling or diarying each step of the process. And you are literally taking a physical journal or a digital journal, and you are mapping out what people have to do in almost like a checklist form, but it requires that people interact with what it is you're creating for them. And so one of the good things about doing this is that you're using your experience to create something that's interactive. So it's not just a checklist that anybody can go and buy off the internet. What you're doing is you're putting your years of experience, and you're designing checklists and workbooks and experiences that people have to do in order to be successful in whatever it is you're teaching them. So, you know, again, digital journals, physical planners. Those are excellent ways of being able to give people something where either they purchase from you or you give it to them, and they're then able to then walk through the processes that you alone can define. And so as an information marketer, you've got to be expanding your thinking in terms of what you offer outside of just a traditional information product. So right at this moment, it is very popular for people to want to write. Now, that may not always be the case, but it is a very popular thing for people to want to get a physical planner and write and work through processes. You've got to be able to think about your brand and the products you offer to be able to extend them to reach those people who want to do things in the physical world. Just because you have a digital product or you have a digital process does not mean that people will not engage with your information in a physical manner if you can put it in a format that they can interact with you or interact with what you create for them. For example, you could sell let's say that you have a Facebook ads for Local Crafters video course. You may not be into local. Local's not the issue here. That's not the important thing. I'm just giving you an example at this point. Let's say that your course is Facebook ads for local craft shops, and you have created for them a video course. Once you sell them the video course, if people are not interested in watching a video course, they're going to walk away from you and your brand because, let's say, I don't learn well in video. Personally, maybe they learn better in audio. Maybe they don't even like watching video courses at all because they don't want to log in and all the other stuff. If you can just think more broadly, you can design worksheets that people can get digitally. You can design workbooks that people can get. You can design journals. And again, what this does is it allows people to immerse themselves in your topic, whatever your area of expertise is going to be. And again, you can design these products very easily and make them available for sale. You can create journal products and sell them on sites like KDP. There are any number of people that are going to be selling a journal based on the principles in their market by creating them on KDP and making them available in the Amazon marketplace. You can create digital journal products and sell them on sites like Etsy. Once again, what you're doing is you're taking a worksheet and you are putting into it the concepts that you sell in your digital products, but you're making it available to people to work through the issues on their own. So you're not teaching them anymore. You're not necessarily standing up in front of the digital room and giving them instruction, as I'm giving to you. What you're doing is you're basically saying, hey, here's how you write your way to think through the questions that I'm giving you so that you take the steps that I want you to take. That's what I mean by a document the journey design product. You can create templates. In some cases, you can create templates with commercial rights. However you create them, whatever those rights are, I'm not going to go deep into what commercial rights are, but you can create templates with commercial rights so that you can give to other people so they can then spread to their tribe. So in other words, maybe they want to sell it to their tribe or they want to give use to their tribe with the template that you created based on concepts that you came up with. It's another way of thinking about it. When you do this, the number one thing you've got to focus on is not the content, but you've also got to focus on the design, not only on the content. So yes, you already know the content. The content's going to be awesome because you're going to put it in there and it's going to be unique because you're the only one that can put it in there. You're the only one that can organize it because you're the only one that knows the way you do. But anyone can design a journal product right now and put that product on KDP and make it available for sale based on their area of expertise. Anyone can do this. What people struggle with is going to be the design. So you've got to make sure that design is going to be something that when someone sees it, it's going to be attractive and people are going to want it. So having a great concept will not get the product sold. When it comes to marketplaces like Etsy and Amazon KDP and all those other places, people are scrolling through. They are running through that place as fast as they can. And the only thing that's going to catch them is going to be a fantastic cover. Now, please don't do this. Now, before you know a product is going to sell, don't, you know, go running spending a gazillion dollars on design. That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is do the best job on design as you can before, you know, as you determine what is, you know, what people are going to buy. Now, when you find something that's going to really sell, then yeah, you want to upgrade your design, but you can design a design the journey designed product. And there will always be certain people that do not want a digital product, that say, you know what, I don't want a video course. I want to be able to walk through the process by writing with my pen in my little book. And if you give that and you make it available to you, all you're really going to do is extend your profit. Because those people aren't going to buy from you anyway. They're not going to buy a digital product from you because they don't want a digital product. But it's the same information. It's the same expertise. You're just making it available in a format so that people can buy it and engage with it. And you're going to reach an entirely different segment of the business opportunity market. Trust me, there are people in the business opportunity market who do not want to engage with a digital product. They don't want an audio MP4. They don't want an MP3. They don't want to be on a site. They want to sit down in their, you know, in their comfy chair, and they want to get involved with a topic, and they want to work through it. All you've really got to do is change the format. That's what I'm saying to you to do. So again, we're talking about in terms of this aspect of creating a content factory, that we have this unique way of looking at things. We've got to get that unique way of looking at things into a format where people can engage with us and buy our products. Now, I want to take a 50,000 foot view and take a step back. And I want to talk about something that's going to be a little different about just the creation of the product. And this is kind of a more of a philosophical area of creating a content factory. And I want to really encourage you to do this. You should be working on a big revenue project outside of your everyday work. So you should have one project that's really big, that's probably going to be something that, you know, it's going to require more, you know, more resources than you have. It's going to require more contacts that you have. It's going to be a stretch project. You need a big stretch project. It needs to be big enough so that the payoff's going to be worth your time. Now, I will tell you that one of the things that people gets people distracted is when the path that they're on, let's say that they are following a method, it takes a long time. So people, it's human nature, people will understand they need to do, let's say, a product that they need to do a method that requires fundamentals. They understand that and they will do it. But because it takes a long time, the period where they're working through those steps and they don't see the money coming in, you know what happens to them? What happens to them is they get bored. This is why I very often say that there really is no such thing as shiny object syndrome. The only reason people get this shiny object syndrome typically is because they are bored with what they're doing. They know they're supposed to do it. They know it's good for them. They bought a product or they're following a method, and then, you know, they start working it, and then all of a sudden they start to feel like, well, man, this is taking so long, and then something comes along and catches their eye. And they think, well, man, this seems like the thing I really do want. I don't really want to do that other thing, and it's boring me anyway, and I'm not making any progress in it, but this is the thing I really want to do. So, you know, a lot of things happen to people when they are bored. They're also then tempted to do something where they see other people getting results. In other words, now any good marketer is going to approach you about something, right? Or your customers are going to approach them about something, and they're going to tell them, hey, look at all these people who are getting results from my program. Right? Here are the people that are doing all these wonderful things, and all you've got to do is join this group. Right? They're already doing it. We've got a big Facebook group, and if you join this group, boy, you're just going to have the same success as they are. And here's what's happening in their brain. First of all, they got caught off guard because they were bored with the method they were working through. Second of all, they got caught off guard with other people's results, and they think, well, man, if I can have those results, if I can just have a little bit of those results, I think I'll be happy. So you know what happens? They abandon the path they're on. So people are going to do this to you. Your some of your most ardent supporters and your subscribers and your customers, they are going to do this to you. I mean, truth be told, you may have done this to someone else. You will abandon a path that you're on for something shiny because you're bored, right? You start working through something, and it doesn't happen right away, don't see any money coming in, you think, well, man, this is just kind of getting on my nerve. I want something right now. And so you abandon the path, right? And so it's typically because you're not seeing the results right away. It's typically because you're bored. Now, how do you cure this boredom? Because that's the root cause, right? You've got to cure the root cause. If you're going to create a particular, if you're going to create unique products, this is something that you've got to cure for your customer and you've got to cure for yourself, right? The way to cure boredom is not to leave the path you're already on. It isn't to buy something new, but that's what's going on in people's brain, right? That's what's going on in our brains. We think, if we just buy this new thing, this new tool, or this new method, then this is going to shake me out of my complacency, and it's all going to start to happen, even though we know it's not true. This is what happens to people. And so you've got to have a project. You've got to have something you are working on based on your own beliefs about the niche. That's the only way that keeps you from getting bored. If you do not have a huge project that you are shooting for, something that is so big that, you know, you can't fathom how it's going to happen, but that you are working on, this is what keeps you from losing your mind and getting bored and keeps you from staying on the path you're on, right? And so you've got to be working to prove your own theories. So in other words, if you have beliefs about your market, you have beliefs about your niche, but nobody knows it, and nobody knows what you believe, you've got to start trying to prove your theories right. And you've got to develop a big project to prove your own theories right. And so if you don't do that, you know what happens? I promise you, whatever you're working on, you're going to get bored and you're going to get caught, and somebody else is going to market to you, and they're going to send, they're going to sell you something. It's either going to be a tool, it's going to be some new training, or it's going to be something, and it's going to get you sidetracked. And it's going to happen. The same thing is going to happen to your customers. Right now, the challenge that everybody has is not to abandon what you're working on. So in other words, think about this. Now, I'm talking about two different things. I'm talking about the methods that you know you need to work on that's going to give you the results if you will just follow through and finish it. And then there's this huge thing that you're working on that kind of gives you this area of hope, that kind of gives you the, you know, this excitement that keeps you from getting bored. If you don't have both of those things, you are going to abandon the method you're working on because you're bored. If you take steps in the right direction, in the pace, you know, whatever the method is, if you will keep and stay on that path, you have a greater chance of success than if you skipped steps. Right? So basically you're working on two things at once. And I know that's, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to work on, but really people need something that gives them hope. People need something that's going to give them some measure of excitement. They're looking forward to something and they're working on it. Their hands are in it. And so your big project is not going to pay you immediately. So don't treat it like that. And don't, you know what I call, don't cheapen it by catching it too early and trying to cash in on it, right? Make it big, work on it consistently. And some of these things just take a long time to set up. And so if you have something in your business or something outside of your business, you've got to be working on something that's going to take you a long time to set up. And the example that I always use is Ocean's 11. If you've seen Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean 13, those are some of my favorite movies. Even the first Ocean's 11 I really liked with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., right? It takes a long time to set up the job, and you're spending the entire you're spending months, sometimes weeks and months setting this thing up so that there would be a big payoff, but you're working on it constantly and you're not working on it necessarily to pay you today. You're working on it so that it will eventually pay you in such a big, massive way that's going to be worth your time. But you know what it's going to do? I can't promise you this, right, because I don't know you, but what it tends to do is it keeps you from buying stuff to distract you. If you've got something of your own that you're doing and you're working on outside of your daily work, this will keep you from buying stuff to distract you. It'll keep you from buying software to distract you. Seriously, it'll keep you from buying software to distract you, because you know what? You need some of that capital that you would normally spend on somebody who's going to sell you some software. You need that capital to put towards your big project. You probably will be kept from groups that will take up your time. Any number of people are going to be involved as soon as this training is over. You're going to be involved in some kind of social media group, and it's going to take 30 or 40 minutes of your time. And you're going to look up in 30 or 40 minutes, and you know what's going to happen? Nothing will have gotten done. You'll feel better. I mean, you'll feel cozy and comfy, but nothing will have happened in your business. Not on the methods you're working on, not on the big project you're working on, and you will be no further down the road. You have got to have something big you're working on in addition to the method. First of all, whatever your method is, stay on the path, right? Stay on it and keep working through it until it pays you. But at the same time, though, have something big and huge that you're working on, that you're looking forward to, that's beyond your reach and beyond your resources. It'll also keep you from buying things that are going to be quick and easy, right? And this is what happens to people. They get bored. And when they get bored, they start looking for things that are quick and easy. What happens is you get caught by the copy, or you get caught by, you know, other people's success, and you think, well, nobody's going to know I bought this, right? Nobody's going to know I bought this. I'm just going to buy it just in case it works. Well, what if they're right? right? You know, you see all these big promises and you see the testimonies, you think, well, man, what if it just worked for me a little bit? What if I just took an hour and just worked at this a little bit? Folks, this is why most people never finish the method they're in. It's why people don't do big projects. It's because, first of all, again, they get bored. They either buy some new software. They end up in some kind of group that's wasting their time. Or they end up in some kind of buying something that's going to be this quick, fast, get rich quick tomorrow. And they never end up working on the thing that they know that even though it's going to take time in order to set up, it's going to make them money. So this is what, again, it is a crazy cycle, and it happens to everybody. And if you don't break the cycle, and you don't break the cycle for your customers, this is going to happen over and over again. So your unique path is going to be one where you get results that will define your brand. See, this big method that I'm talking about that's going to stretch you, where you're going to have to work to get some kind of big result, once you accomplish it and you get the actual result, it will change your brand, because that will then be the thing that you start teaching people. When I talk to you about having a content factory, I'm talking about, well, what's the unique angle from which you can create content? The unique angle at which you will create your content will be your accomplishment of this big project, that when you do it and you document the path and you document the process, you will have endless numbers of products forever. Because it's really all been about the struggle that it took for you to get there, not the one where you decided, well, I'm gonna take this quick and easy rap method, or I bought this software, or I got in this Facebook group and they changed my. Rarely, and I want to be real with you. Rarely will you get life change and brand change from these three things. Rarely. I'm not saying it can never happen, but I'm saying that if you're engaging in these things every day and you're not seeing your brand change, it's really because you don't have the big project you're working on, and because you haven't stayed on one path to finish it. You got to do those two things. You got to pick a path, and even if it takes you all year long to work through all the steps, you got to finish them. And even if it takes you, you know, all year long to finish your big project, to accomplish the result, you got to finish it. Now, once you accomplish it, that'll be the perspective of your USP, right? That'll be it. That will become your brand. That'll become the unique angle at which you will create all of your content. It'll be the unique angle at which you will then start to talk about and be yourself in the marketplace. That big project will define you, but you've got to start working on it. And nobody else knows what that big project is except for you. Because it's going to be niche specific, first of all. Second of all, it's going to be something based on your core beliefs about the market or the niche. But if you never do it, like if you never really try to do it, then you're just really waiting on somebody else to tell you what to do, right? You can't do that. Naturally, so I've just kind of given you two paths, but I didn't talk about any money. So I'm going to give you a short, so what are you going to do for money? Right, while you're doing this, let me tell you about it. I'm going to give you a shortcut, right? So what do you do for money while you're working on this? What can you do for money, right? There are a lot of them, right? There are a lot of them, but I'm going to give you one, and it's going to involve being connected to the Make Money Online market. And so basically, I'm going to suggest that you launch. Now, that might be a distraction to you. You might think, well, man, I don't want to do that. I don't feel like launching anything. And that's, you know, for all those people that listen. I'm just talking about cash right now, because the Make Money Online market does not care whether or not you are experienced. It does not care. The Make Money Online market and the people who are buying things, they care about themselves. And if you can help them make a little more money with the experience that you have, they're happy to buy from you. They're happy to buy from you. And so you've got to think about it in those terms. Please do not think of it as, oh, well, I'm not worthy and I don't have enough experience. It's not about that, because it's not about you. The biggest decision that people tend to have to make, and the biggest realization they've got to come to, is it's not about you. It's really not. It's about the person that you're going to be helping by creating something. They're going to buy and take the steps that you're telling them. And no, it's not going to be everybody. Maybe everybody doesn't take the steps that you give them. Maybe everybody doesn't buy it, but that's not important. The people that do buy it are going to be helped by it. So again, the shortcut to the process is to launch among the make money online space. Build a list by launching a product. There are some people who don't know the list building process because they never launch a product. And when you launch a product, the person gets added to your list, and the people in the make money online space typically don't care that you added them to their list. Right? It's the only market. It's the only market, the business opportunity space. It is the only market where people don't care and they have the expectation that you're going to add them to your list. And so there are any number of people who never email their list because they're worried about their, you know, the people, you know, scrambling off their list if they get an email. And they should be. Because, you know, depending on what your list expectation is, yeah, they're going to get an email that's promotional and they're going to run scrambling and get off your list. That could happen. But until you go through the process of having somebody added on the list, emailing that person and showing them how you can help them, you won't even be able to do that in your own niche. This is something that you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to sell something, have a person added to your list, and grow that list by launching other things. There's no other way to do it. Now, again, there could be other niches where you could do this. I don't know of them. So I'm giving you a shortcut. Now, I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm giving you one shortcut. Now, you may have a shortcut in your niche, but I'm saying that if you will connect to this marketplace, you can learn the process, you can help people, and you can earn while you are learning how to get through your own method as well as your big project. Now, if you don't have any unique results, sell content, right? So let's say you don't have anything you can go to the Make Money Online Market to sell. You don't have any screenshots or anything like that. Then create content for people to use, right? This is really simple. I'm giving you a really simple shortcut to this process. Create content based on your experience and then find a connection to the Make Money Online Market. So in other words, you can't just, you just can't write anything and sell it as content for people to buy. You got to try to figure out, you know, how are people going to use it? Find something that you know well that you can bring to the marketplace that other people can use in order to build their business or build a website or, you know, sell to their people. It doesn't matter. Right, and I'm not saying you have to live here, right? And I'm not saying you need to be in this market. You don't have to be. I'm saying, though, that if you just need to generate cash while you are working through these other processes that I've been telling you about, here's a way you can do it. You will get traffic from affiliates, so you don't have to worry about traffic, right? That's not what we're doing, right? We're just working the system so that we bring people things that they're gonna help them, and affiliates will bring you traffic. Now again, this is kind of a process and I'm shortening it, but you're gonna have to develop relationships with people. But again, that's where your traffic is gonna come from. So don't worry about, well, how are people gonna find out about it? They're gonna find out about it from affiliates. Sometimes what you can do, and we have talked about this in several times during this during this series of talks, you can find an affiliate arrangement where you can buy your way in. So in other words, you buy that affiliate's product and they then agree that if you buy their product, they'll send your offer to their list. That's one way to do it. So, you can kind of anguish about, well, I shouldn't do that. I don't feel like I want to do that. That's kind of mercenary. None of that matters. This is just about you making a little money, using your experience and helping people. And you don't have to build a business selling content. You don't have to build a business in the Make Money Online Market. All you're doing is you're being honest. You're being forthright. You're bringing your experience. You're giving people real things from who you are to help them. Just connecting it to that marketplace. And this marketplace does not care whether or not you're inexperienced. It doesn't care. All this market cares about is, can you help them? And if you can bring them content that will help them in order to build their own. And again, please don't think that this means that you need to go into the content business. It's not what I'm talking about, because I just told you for the better part of this session that you need to be, number one, sticking with the method. Whatever your method is, whatever you're working through, sticking with that. Number two, you need to also have a big project where you're proving out your theories. I'm saying that if right now what you're doing is not bringing you any money at all, and you got to make something work, one of the things you can do is to take that experience you have, put it into a product, make it available to the business opportunity and make money online space, right? You can do that. Anybody can do that, right? You can do a repeat launch. If it doesn't make what you need, like if you're, you know, if you still need more money, come back again and do it again, right? So again, you don't have to build a business as a content provider. That's not the idea, right? I don't think you should be. But at some point, you have to decide where and whether you are going to be involved in the, you know, in as an educator with a USP, right? This is ultimately where you're going to plant your flag as a marketer and a creator. Okay, any questions?